leading the news this morning. Good morning. Prime Minister-elect Tony Abbott heads to Canberra today to take over the reins of government. He'll summon coalition MPs and senators later this week to re-endorse the leadership team before they can be sworn in. The coalition's on track for a 32-seat majority after voters comprehensively turned their backs on Labor in Saturday's election. A new minor parties in the Senate could make it difficult for Tony Abbott to pursue his policy agenda. The Palmer United Party is likely to pick up two spots in Queensland and Tasmania. The Motoring Enthusiast Party is on track to win a seat in Victoria, and the Australian Sports Party may pick up a seat in WA. Two fishermen who went missing in Queensland yesterday have been found safe and well. The pair left the Braby Island boat ramp yesterday morning and the alarm was raised later in the day. The men have been found 1 kilometre offshore north of Brisbane. US Secretary of State John Kerry says there's agreement among Arab nations that Syria has crossed a red line. He says a military strike on Syria would be aimed at enforcing international standards regarding the use of chemical weapons. And Prince Andrew has accepted a police apology after armed officers confronted him in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. They'd apparently failed to recognise the Queen's 53-year-old son as he took a stroll in the late afternoon.